An analysis of wildfire data by the Center of Western Priorities is comparing the risk of wildfires on federal managed public lands and state-owned lands. The study finds that there is not a significant difference, despite the claims of Utah politicians like Congressman Rob Bishop, who told the Washington Post in September that state and tribal lands had healthier forests and were, therefore, at less of a risk of wildfires. George Zimmerman is a deputy director at the Center for Western Priorities, which claims to be a nonpartisan organization.
We looked at a fire risk model, and we mapped it over U.S. public lands and state public lands in Utah and across the West. And what we found is that approximately 23% of U.S. public lands across the West are at a high risk of wildfire, while 22% of state-owned lands are at a high risk of wildfire.
The report showed that Utah state lands specifically are 8.6% more fire-prone than U.S. public lands. Zimmerman believes that with proper policies, the risk of wildfires will decrease.
And when it comes to wildfire, we know what we need to do. And it's not a problem that's ever going to be fixed. I mean, wildfire is a natural part of Western landscapes and Western ecosystems. But we can certainly mitigate some of the risks with smart policies.
Zimmerman says this report's goal is to change the conversation among politicians about wildfires and hopes state and federal governments can find a way to work together to protect Western lands.
We need to move on from this political rhetoric that has us sort of stuck in this mode of just blaming other people for problems.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Shaney Howard.